There are escalating tensions between Iran and the United States after Tehran shot down an American drone, fueling fears of a possible military confrontation. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it shot down the drone with a surface-to-air missile because it was violating Iranian airspace. The US, though, insists the drone was in international airspace. And President Donald Trump says the downing of the drone may not have been intentional.
I would imagine it was a general or somebody that made a mistake in shooting that drone down. And fortunately, that drone was unarmed. We didn't have a man or woman in the drone. We had nobody in the drone. Would have made a big difference, let me tell you. Would have made a big, big difference.
This incident marks the first direct Iranian claimed attack on U.S. assets since Washington imposed sanctions on Tehran and increased American military forces in the Gulf. Well, Daniel Serwer directs the conflict management program at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. He's also a scholar with the Middle East Institute in Washington, D.C. He joins me now. Welcome to Breakfast.
My pleasure.
I'm not sure how much value there is in trying to interpret what Donald Trump means, but he has described this as a very big mistake, but also that he finds it hard to believe that it was intentional. What is he saying?
He's trying to avoid being boxed into escalating in response. I think he has come to realize that he's on a slippery slope to war and he wants to get off it.
And does he do that? Does he achieve that in what he said?
Yeah, I think for at least this moment, he gets off that slippery slope. He doesn't have to do anything further, but the Iranians are likely to continue testing him. This should all be seen in the perspective of the U.S. withdrawal from the nuclear deal. That's what's upset the Iranians, and that's the reason they're conducting what more than likely is a series of attacks against ships and now against this drone.
The drone is being identified by the Revolutionary Guard in Iran as being an RQ-4 Global Hawk. The U.S. Navy also flies a variant that looks similar. It's called the MQ-4C Triton. The Revolutionary Guard, though, says it is sending a clear message to America. If that's the case, what is it?
I think the message is that they're annoyed. Even angry, and that they have capacities to hurt us.
And do you think that by doing this, shooting down a drone, that message is heard by Washington, or is it interpreted differently? I suppose that's the ultimate question.
Well, I think Washington is showing every sign of continuing on the path of its maximum pressure campaign. It's trying to avoid responding in kind to the Iranians. It's hard to predict what Washington will do from day to day because, of course, even if the president today was avoiding escalation, tomorrow he's perfectly capable of undertaking escalation. But it seems to me that the better part of wisdom here is to get off the escalatory ladder to begin talking to the Iranians, but that will require the Americans to do something to relieve the sanctions pressure, and that's what Washington doesn't want to do.
There are a few wrinkles of nuance here about where, in fact, this drone was. Tehran is claiming that it violated Iranian airspace, that its identification transponder had been switched off. The US says it was in international airspace. Does it at this point particularly matter? And is there any way that we can get to the truth of this?
I doubt we can resolve the truth of this, but of course, both statements could be true. That is, it could have violated Iranian airspace and have been shot down after it left Iranian airspace. So I don't see any way this is going to be clarified anytime soon.
And how much do you read into the fact that it's the Revolutionary Guard that's making all of these statements? Of course, it's a paramilitary group that answers only to the supreme leader. Is that important in sort of understanding what's going on here?
Yes, I do think it's important. You know, the Iranian military had actually disowned the attacks on maritime traffic. And here you have the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is quite separate from the military establishment, claiming the downing of the drone. So I think what we're seeing here is very much a contest of wills between the IRGC and the United States, not necessarily the entire Iranian government. That said, I don't think you can expect them to retreat quickly either. The IRGC reports to the Supreme Leader, and he clearly is extremely belligerent towards the United States.
I mean, couldn't that description apply to most of the interactions between the United States and Iran in this part of the world? I mean, when we're talking about places like Syria or Iraq, I mean, we would be talking about the Revolutionary Guard, wouldn't we, rather than the government itself?
I think that's true for the most part, certainly in Syria and certainly behind the Houthis in Yemen. Yes, it's the IRGC, and the IRGC reports to the Supreme Leader. President Rouhani has very little leverage over the Revolutionary Guard.
Can I ask you, separate to this, the White House said that it was aware of reports of a missile strike on Saudi Arabia amid a campaign targeting the kingdom by Yemen's Iranian allied Houthi rebels. Do you see what's happening in the Strait of Hormuz as being clearly connected with what is going on in Yemen?
I think so. I think for the Iranians, this is all one theater of operations. It's their strategic depth, if I can put it that way. And I don't think they care that much whether they're replying to us in Yemen or in Syria or in Iraq. They're going to use whatever means they have. And so far, they've used them pretty effectively. At the same time, I think, the Americans deserve some credit for not climbing on the escalatory ladder. I think that would be a serious error.
So how much does the situation relating to Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist, murdered, it would seem, inside the Saudi embassy in Turkey, how does the complexity around that shape America's ability to respond here, given the function of Saudi Arabia in dealing with Iran?
Well, the Americans have backed the Saudi government 100% on that issue. It's rather appalling, especially in light of the UN report that was published this week. But I don't think it really does shape the American relationship with Iran. It's quite a separate issue, it seems to me. And the administration is not showing any daylight between itself and the kingdom.
Daniel Sirwa, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Daniel Sirwa is a scholar with the Middle East Institute in Washington.